Welcome to the Sheridan Options Mentoring Podcast.
Welcome to the podcast today, folks. It's April 5, beautiful day in Chicago, and we're going to talk about two low VIX strategies, two strategies that I like when the VIX is low. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Today is the first day in months and months that VIX has been in the 12s. Right now, as I speak, it's 12.91. So today I'm going to talk about two strategies that I like to look at when VIX is in the lower 13s or in the 12s, which we are today. Strategy number one would be a calendar. And to give you an example of this, if the stock is at $100, I would sell one of the 100 strike calls right at the money, maybe about 14 days out. And then I would buy my long strike 14 days further out than my short strike at the same price, 100. So I'm buying a 100 call 28 days out, and I'm selling one 100 call about 14 days out, usually a two-week difference between my long and the short. And this would be a long Vegas strategy. What does that mean? It means that the option I'm buying has more extrinsic value or time premium than the one I'm selling. So as option volatilities increase, usually when the market goes down, because I'm buying the one with more extrinsic value and selling the one with less, as the market goes down and option volatilities increase, volatility should help me because I own the one that has the most time premium that's expanding more than I'm losing on my short option that has less extrinsic value. So it's a long Vegas strategy. I benefit if option volatility goes up. I lose it, from a volatility point of view, when the option volatilities or VIX goes down. And the way I lose money is, again, I'm buying a 28-day option. I'm selling a 14-day option. The 28-day option that I own has more extrinsic value than the one I'm selling. So if the option volatility decreases, if my long and short volatility decreases by a point because I own the one with more extrinsic value, I'm losing more on my long than I make in my short. So it's a long Vegas strategy. It's also a positive theta strategy. What does that mean? It means that the option I'm selling has 14 days till expiration. The option I'm buying has 28 days till expiration. So in the next week or week, and I'd like to get this, if this is a 14-day calendar, I'm selling my options 14 days out, I'm buying my long 28 days out. If I'm from a theta point of view, I'm making my money because the short option is going to decay quicker than the long option. Why? Because it has less time to go. Now, how does a calendar make money? Ideally, if we closed right at the strike at expiration, in this example, let's say 100, I buy a 28-day option at 100, and I sell a 28-day option at 100 in the calls. If we close exactly at 100 in 14 days, the expiration of the short, whatever I sold that short option for, it'll go to zero. And my long option will retain value. So this, you know, if I pay $4 for a calendar, it'll increase to $7 if we close exactly at the strike. Things don't normally happen that way. So we usually have some room, X amount of points up and down, at which this spread can percolate and make some money on time decay. And if it moves beyond that projected point, we would have to adjust or take it off. But a calendar is a very good strategy that I go to when VIX is lower in the 12s or 13s. One other strategy we can talk about would be an iron condor alternative. When the VIX gets 12 or 13, instead of doing iron condors, I would do a similar looking graph, a double diagonal. The foundation of an iron condor is selling an out-of-the-money call and put. The foundation of a double diagonal is selling an out-of-the-money call and put. So for the logistics, let's visualize a $100 stock. So in this example, what I would do is I would set the foundation like an iron condor. Maybe go out, in this particular example, maybe I go out 30 days and sell with the stock at 100, sell the 90 puts, sell one 90 put, and sell one 110 call. So I'm selling an out-of-the-money call and put, same foundation as an iron condor. But the difference is, in a low volatility environment, instead of buying my hedges in the same expiration as my shorts, I'll go buy them out another 30 days or further out. So in this example, with XYZ at 100, I'm selling, let's give it a month. I'm selling in April, or let's say May. I'm selling some May options. I'm selling one May 110 call with XYZ at 100, and I'm selling one May 90 put with XYZ at 100. And then for an iron condor, I might go in the same expiration, May, and buy an 80 put to hedge against the 90 put, and buy a 120 call to hedge against the 110s. But a double diagonal, when the volatility gets lower, my long, if I'm selling the 110 call in May, I'd go out and buy the 120 or the 125 call in June. And then on the put side, if I'm selling the 90 put in May, I would go buy the 80 or 75 put in the next month out, June. So bottom line, with a double diagonal, you're taking your hedges or long options and you're moving them out a month. So again, a double diagonal is like a sister to an iron condor, and it's a strategy I look at when VIX is in the 13s or lower as an alternative to iron condors. If you have any questions, you can email me, dan@sheridanmentoring.com. Be happy to help you. Now, have a wonderful weekend and keep working on the craft.